Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Oh, what a glorious God we serve. What a glorious God we serve.
Amen.
I want to thank God for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Amen.
It's a great blessing to share the Word today. Thank you for the opportunity, Apostle Joel, and the entire ministry for this opportunity you have given me. And let us allow the Spirit of God to minister to us, to touch our hearts as we share this word. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. And even this afternoon, let us trust Jesus. Let us trust the Holy Spirit to touch our hearts. Because where the Spirit of God, there is liberty. There is joy. There is gladness. And let us allow the Spirit of God to touch our lives. For the Word of the living God, the Bible says, is sharper than a two-edged sword. And as we are receiving, as we are hearing this word, let us allow this word to penetrate the depths of our hearts, that it may divide. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. As you talked about the Holy Spirit as you are praying, Pastor Joy, you talked about when the Spirit of the living God in the Genesis in the beginning, when the world was full of darkness, the Spirit of God was hovering, positioning things. Even today, as we share this word in Ezekiel chapter 37, let us allow the Spirit of God to bring life again in Jesus' mighty name. Let us go directly into the Word of God, into the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out of the spirit, in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of the dry bones. When you look at the word valley, it means plain. It means a place which is plain, a place where there is no life. And the word of God says that the hand of God came upon Ezekiel and he took him. He brought in him in the spirit of the Lord and placed him in the midst of the valley. And the Bible says that the valley was full of bones. Verse 2, then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. Verse 3. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered and I said, O Lord God, you know. Verse 4. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the living God. Thus says the Lord, the God of these bones. Surely I'll cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Father, we thank you for the word of God. And when we look into this scripture, it speaks to us as a church. The church has been in dilemma. It has been in the valley. It has been in a dry place. It has been in a plain. Hallelujah. And many of us, wondering, asking ourselves, will we ever talk to God again? Some of you, maybe you have been in caves, asking yourselves, will we ever worship God again? Will we ever touch the heart of God again? Will we ever hear his voice again? Hallelujah. But here we are tonight. The Spirit of the living God speaks to us. For it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. By the Spirit of the living God. And the question came to this man, and God asked him, will these bones ever live again? Will you ever worship God again? Will we ever see God's glory once again in the house? Will we ever receive the presence of Jesus again? Hallelujah. And we are here this afternoon to speak and to prophesy that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Yes. Speak life unto them. Verse 4. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of God. And I want to speak to somebody there who's watching this video. I want to speak to you. I want to speak life unto you this afternoon. For it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. You can still touch on the garment of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can live again. You can praise your God again. You can hear the voice of God again. Why? Because it is not by power. It is not by mighty. It is by the Spirit of the living God. In the beginning, when the world was void, when there was nothing, the Spirit of the living God in the book of Genesis was hovering everywhere, positioning things, even this afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As I'm ministering to you, allow the Spirit of God to touch you, to bring healing into your life, to bring life again, to cause hunger in your hearts again, that you may experience God's goodness, that you may experience God's presence, that the Spirit of God may cause hunger in the depth of your hearts again, that you may be hungry for Jesus more than any in this world, my name. Thus says the Lord. Verse 5. Those of you who have just joined us, we are in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Will these bones live again? Yes, they can. For it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of living God. And some of you might be having different questions this afternoon, asking, will I ever be hungry for Jesus again? Will we ever hear the voice of God again? Will we ever encounter God's presence again? Yes, it is possible, for it is not by might, it is not by power, but the Spirit of the living Jesus, by the Spirit of the living God. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, chapter 37, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to this bone, surely I will cause breath to enter into you. God is saying to you that he will cause life to come back to you in Jesus' mighty name. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be able to worship him. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be bold to witness his goodness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Then you'll be bold to preach his name, to worship him. Then you'll be bold not to be ashamed of witnessing the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes, it is possible for you to walk with God again. It is possible to seek Jesus like we have never sought him. It is possible to worship your God. Oh, glory to Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are right now. You might be sick. You might be confused. You might be Whatever you are, the Spirit of the living God is touching you right now as we are sharing this word. For the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the Spirit of God position you. Maybe some of you are not where you used to be. You used to be a great worshiper. As I'm sharing this word, let the Spirit of God work in you. Take the confusion away from you and cause life again in the name of Jesus. For the word of God has said in the book of, in the same chapter, verse 5, that then he said unto them, I will cause breath, I will cause life to come back again. I'll cause joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The Spirit of the living God will cause joy in you again. We'll take away sadness. We'll take away confusion. We'll take away sickness in Jesus' mighty name. Because this is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word. And the Lord said that I'll cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. You will live. You will not die, child of God. You will not die, child of God. You live to witness the name of Jesus. You live to glorify our Heavenly Father. You live to witness the good news, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus. Verse 6, I'll put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. Hallelujah. Then I'll bring life upon you. Hallelujah. Then I'll take away shame. Then I'll take away fear. Then I'll cause you to prosper. Then I'll cause you to walk in boldness. For we are not given the spirit of fear, but of boldness. Of boldness. When the Spirit of God came on the disciples in the upper room, the Bible said that they became fearless. They became bold. And marvelous miracles were performed as they ministered. And many came to the Lord because of the Spirit of the living God. Because they were bold. And the Holy Spirit is bringing boldness in you right now in Jesus' mighty name. The Spirit of the living God is bringing life where there was death. He's bringing flesh where there have been bones. Hallelujah. Oh, as a church, as the body of Christ, some of you have been there. You have been there wondering, will we ever talk to God again? Will God ever be his church? Will we witness his goodness? And I'm here this afternoon to encourage you that God is close to more than ever before. Glory to Jesus. God is doing something despite of this pandemic. The Bible says that when the enemy raises the dust, literally it means that God is raising the standard. And the Church of Jesus Christ is going to walk in power, is going to walk in dominion. Is going to walk in authority. Why? Because it is not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Glory to God. Verse 7. So I prophesied. Then Ezekiel began to prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. As you're lifting your hands, the Spirit of God will come to you. As you lift your faith, the Spirit of God will come to you. The Spirit of God will ignite, will cause you to be hungry for the presence of Jesus. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly, the bones came together, bone to bone. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I'm speaking this word, as I'm sharing this word, let God bring things together in your life. Let God bring connections together. Bring people who will help you, people who will support what God has trusted you with. In the name of Jesus. And I can sense as I'm sharing this word that God is speaking to somebody. God is causing things to work for good for you. God is bringing things to work together for good for you. In the name of Jesus. For it is not by might, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Some of you used to be a great prayer warrior. You used to be a great prayer warrior. You used to pray for hours and hours. And then you have found yourself when you can't even pray for 30 minutes. This word is for you. For the Spirit of the living God is causing things to come back in the light. That you may serve God effectively. That you may serve God the way how you should serve him. As Ezekiel prophesied, bones came together. They began to connect together. And flesh began to come. Oh, hallelujah. And flesh began to come. As I'm sharing this word, I pray in the name of Jesus that the joy, though some of you lost the joy will come back to you. That your faith will be alive again in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus. So I prophesied, verse 7, as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly, oh, thank you, Jesus. And suddenly, the bones came together, bone to bone. Verse 8, indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9, also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from four winds of the breath and breathe and this land that they may live again. So you can see, and the man of God began to prophesy, and I'm prophesying to you today in the glorious name of Jesus. You can still serve God, children of the Most High God. You can still walk with God if you yield yourself. If you surrender this afternoon and say, dear Lord Jesus, here I come today. I want to walk with you. I want to serve you. This afternoon, as we are sharing this word, may the Spirit of God compel you, touch you, and bring life to you, that you may serve Jesus. That you may walk with the Lord again. In the mighty glorious name of Jesus. When Ezekiel prophesied to these dry bones in the valley, the Bible says that they were in the valley and God caused him to walk over, to walk in the valley. And he saw these dry bones. And the word God came to him and asked him, can these bones live again? A valley can be a plain. It can mean, the word valley means a plain place. And a plain place, yes, is a place where the voice of God is scarce. A plain place is a place where the voice of God is scarce. The bones were in the plain. There was no life in them because they were in the plain. There was no flesh in them. And I'm talking to somebody who is there. You have been waiting on God for long. You have been in the valley. You have been in the place of despise, of rejection, in the valley. No one can see you. No one can hear you. But tonight, this afternoon, in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the living God is coming to you, is ministering to you, that you can worship God again. You can hear the voice of God again. You can serve God again. You can rejoice again. The word of the living God is bringing life to you. He's breathing afresh to you, on you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there is anyone there watching this telecast, watching this online, and you have been in shame, you have been in a place of loneliness, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Jesus is bringing life to you in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, they were in the valley. They were the bones, the one of flesh. And the man lifted his faith and he began to breathe. He began to speak. As I was speaking, God was working. And as I'm speaking this afternoon, God is working on you. God is working on you. God is working on you. All things work together for those who love our God. God is working on you. Maybe you have been in a place, in a valley, in a plain place, where God has been working on you. But the living God, our God, is a faithful God. He is a glorious God. He is a wonderful God. As I'm sharing this word, may the Spirit of Jesus touch you and lift you and bring you out of that valley. Bring you out of that loneliness. Bring you out of that pain. In the name of Jesus. Bring you out of that weakness. In the glorious name of Jesus. For with our God, everything is possible. With Him, everything is possible. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for our God. And the word of God came into Zerubbabel and said, What kind of mountain is it before you, Zerubbabel? Speak to that mountain. And I'm here to speak to that challenge, to that storm you are going through. Whatever you are in right now, the Spirit of the living God is working. He is working. Jesus said in the book of John, my Father is working and I'm working at the same time. May God touch you, that place, in that very point where you need Him to touch and may cause you to live again. May He bring life and bring life in you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to pray with you, to pray with each and every one of you who is listening right now, who is watching this telecast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, O God. We come to you. I come to you on the behalf of your children, Lord. For you are the God who causes us to prosper. You are the God who causes us to live. My Heavenly Father, I pray, O God, that you may bring life into your children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that Jesus, you may touch your people, wherever they are, and bring life to them. That you may draw them close to you. That you may give them your spirit. That you cause them to be hungry for you. I pray, Jesus, Lord of glory, that you restore your relationship with them, Lord. Bring them to you, Lord. Bring them to you, Jesus. Touch them, Lord, in a special way. Touch them, I pray. Those who are going through difficulties, may you raise your hand, which is never shortened, and you bring them up, Lord. Breathe on them, Lord. Breathe on them, Lord, that they may serve you more than they have never served. That they may walk with you again, Lord. That they may trust you, Jesus. That their faith may not faint. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. That you bring them to that place where they worship you, Lord. That they will seek your face more than ever before, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for Pastor Guma and Apostle Joyce, Lord, and their ministry. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Father. Thank you, Jesus. that you granted them to give this opportunity to share the word, Lord. We thank you for mercy, the worshiper, Lord. Father, we thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. We bless you. Lord, I pray that you touch each and every video, your children, whatever they are, those who are watching this telecast, those who are hearing this message, Lord, I pray that you cause them to live again, to rejoice again, to walk with you again, to serve you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.